Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, all right. Welcome to another edition of First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. And baby, we have so much to cover this week. We're going through EPL Week 8 recap, talking Champions League last week. What a week it was. And we're going to get into this, but shout out Aston Villa, sitting alone at the top of the table, 3 wins out of 3 games. They're playing wonderfully, looking good. Who would have thought? And shout out to the EPL as a whole. I believe we occupy the top 3 spots of that Champions League table. We have a huge, huge week 9 of the Premier League coming up. Game of the weekend for sure going to be Arsenal versus Liverpool coming up on Sunday. But not only that, we have El Clasico. And it comes off of 2 unbelievable games midweek with Real Madrid beating Dortmund, which we'll cover, and Barcelona dismantling Bayern Munich as well. So these teams are both playing great. I would personally say I think Barcelona might just be playing better than this absolutely loaded up Real Madrid team. They do sit at the top of the La Liga table, 3 points above Real Madrid, so there's all to play for. It's looking like these two teams are going to be the two teams to finish first and second in whatever order it comes down to. So these games mean more than ever. I know it's early in the season, but 3 points is 3 points, and when push comes to shove, they're probably not going to drop too many points, either of these teams, to squads throughout the rest of the La Liga season. So there's a ton to go through, man. And we actually just wrapped up the first game of game week 9 as Nottingham Forest took down Leicester City 3-1. We will get to that. Chris Wood, 2 goals. He scored in 3 straight. And this table is looking juicy, man. Liverpool still at the top. City in second, Arsenal in third after they dropped points on the weekend. But we are going to cover it all. Do not move. We'll be right back. First Touch rolls on the Sports Byline Network, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio, and heard around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Do not move. We'll be right back, baby.
Can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
All right, welcome back to another edition of First Touch. Man, we have so much to talk about. I'm Tyler Levine, your host, alongside my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how we doing, my man? We have so much to cover this week, huh?
I'm so excited, and I do have to admit that Champions League action is one of my favorite parts of the year. You have league play during the weekend, and then you get these matchups that now with the league table being open and no group stage anymore, they're just kind of random. They come at you from nowhere, and you have these matchups of teams that deliver amazing games. Super, super excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to get it in Champions League as well. Hey, let's just start with week 8 recap, the Saturday slate. West Ham 1, Tottenham 4. Tottenham -213 cashes. It goes over 3.5. West Ham opened things up. They were up 1-0 through a coup de skull 18 minutes in, and then it went all Tottenham. Kulusevski, Bissouma, and Ariola Ongo and Son all score. Tottenham sitting in 7th on 13 points. West Ham are down to 15th on 8 points only. This one was all Tottenham. I know for those who have been listening, I do have a bet with Nico that I do have to get a Tottenham tattoo and give him my car if they finish top 4. I'm not worried, but a good result for Tottenham nonetheless, huh?
Yeah, this is a good result. And in all seriousness, the biggest news in this game for Tottenham is Son returning. He was out with an injury. I think he's a crucial part of that team. Both him and Solanke are players that play for the team. Solanke is obviously the newest guy, but Son now is kind of like the vet in that team, guiding everybody else. Great win, a lot of goals, and a lot of issues for West Ham, man. That's a terrible start.
Yeah, really ugly. Really ugly. Son is actually, I believe he's had over a 7 rating in every game, 7 out of 10 in every game thus far this season when he plays. So that shows how big he is for Tottenham. Probably the most shocking result of the weekend, Arsenal lose to Bournemouth 2-0. Bournemouth +373 cashes. It goes under 2.5, which is +137. Saka was ruled out before the game. We thought he was going to play. And the story of the game is obviously the Saliba red card. And it becomes more prevalent in the Chelsea-Liverpool game when Tonsin was not given a red card for something that looked very, very similar. The play happened near midfield. The ball is played through. Somebody runs, tries to run past Saliba. He pulls him down. They give it, initially give it a yellow. VAR rules it a red. And obviously from there, the game changes because in the 70th minute, off of a beautiful set piece, nonetheless, I have to give it to Bournemouth here. Culvert laid it off. Christie smashed it in, and Culvert sealed it off with a penalty 9 minutes later. Look, Arsenal are sitting in third on 17 points, Bournemouth in 11th on 11 points, but no one's really talking about any of that. They're really all talking about the Saliba red card. It seems like a lot of times throughout the season, Arsenal have been gotten caught by these decisions. Is this a red card for you or no?
100% a red card. I mean, they're just both trying. It's a through ball. He's last man. He definitely tries to tangle with him, and then they kind of both fall on the ground. But you can tell the Saliba is not trying to let him go. He's not going for the ball, though, either. So the referee whistled the foul right away, makes it an automatic red card. If he didn't, then it would be a different story. But you whistle the foul there, he's last guy, you're going to give him a red. And Arsenal should stop complaining, because as part of football, no referee sees two plays and think of the same. Like, you know, referees have different opinions and league ways and things that they can allow going on in play. So, yeah, stop complaining and play football.
I'm on board. It's a red card for me all day. And I don't think the one in the Chelsea game was a red card. If you just look at just the still shot of each that, you know, is going around social media, you can clearly see other Chelsea players in the frame of the Tonsen foul. Excuse me if I'm pronouncing his name incorrectly.
Tonsen, yeah.
Yeah, the Saliba foul, there's no one even around. You can't see anybody around. There's no one that's getting
through
to that.
He's through all the
he's
way.
Through. 100%. 100%.
He's through.
This one was a shocker because we both liked Fulham. Aston Villa go to Fulham as a plus 182 underdog and win 3-1. Over 2.5 cash is minus 153. Jimenez opened things up 5 minutes in. It only took Rodgers 4 minutes to equalize. Ollie Watkins scored in the 59th. Fulham went down to 10 men in the 64th. And then an own goal in the 69th minute sealed it off. 3-1 Aston Villa win. Man, they are absolutely cruising in both the Champions League and the league. They are in fourth on 17 points, tied with Arsenal in the league. And Fulham now dropped down to 10th on 11 points. Big result for Villa. This shows, amongst all that's going on, all of these games, Champions League play and everything, and they go on the road against a very gritty team who just put up a fight against City and win this game. How big of a result for Villa, huh?
Win mentality. That's what it is. Winning mentality. And I was going to say the same thing about Liverpool. We're going to talk about that later with Chelsea and their Champions League game. But some teams go to play games and they already feel like they're going to win this game. And this is Villa this year. They didn't start off super easy. They lost to Arsenal at home. They had to face the adversity of playing back-to-back games with Champions League, but they beat Bayern Munich. They came back against Everton. I mean, yeah. Countless examples of Villa essentially refusing to lose. And I would say the draw against Manchester United is definitely a game that they could have won also. So
they probably should have won that game. We're being realistic. I agree, though. Just great mentality. What a club they are, having such a great season. The last 2-3 years for Villa is like, I mean, their fans have to be absolutely flying, and I'm happy for them, regardless if I don't support the club or not. Another team I'm happy to see is kind of turn things around. Everton wins 2-0 at Ipswich. They're a plus 192. Good juice on that. The under 2.5 hits. Pickford wins man of the match. All Everton. They score in the 19th and 40th minute. Ipswich did have a potential penalty in the 26th. It was ruled out by VAR. Everton are now up to 16th after the absolutely brutal start that they had. They honestly probably could be much higher if they didn't blow a couple 2-0 leads. They have 8 points, and they're only 4 points ahead of Ipswich, who now sit in 17th. I feel like the Ipswich flame has kind of died down. Teams know what to expect now. I was riding high on them for like the last 2 weeks. I thought they can get results. They haven't. They've kind of cooled off, it seems like. But this one, you know, not much to really chat about here. On the contrary, Brighton going to Newcastle and winning 1-0, cashing plus 250 money line, the under 3.5 minus 154 also hits. This is a big win for Brighton, and they are absolutely flying under their new manager to start the season. Danny Welbeck does it again. Scores in the 35th minute, the only goal of the game. Brighton are sitting in fifth. Newcastle are now down to ninth. I did not see this coming. Neither of us did.
The sequence of this game and the entire dynamic of it is exactly when Danny Welbeck scores. Because minutes ago, and I think it's 2 or 3 minutes before that happened, Isaac yells right in front of the keeper and misses a huge chance. Granted, I don't think it's a terrible save. This keeper kind of stands up, does that little split with his legs, and I think he takes it right in the face. But Isaac missing that chance And then Welpe going down the field 3 minutes later and scoring really messed with Newcastle's mentality in that game. They had their foot on the pedal the entire time in the first half. Brighton was able to kind of take control of the game just by being always offensive-minded. But then after that happened and they went up, they total had control of the game. Even missed a really, really big chance at the end there to make it 2-0. Crazy win on the road. I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see it coming either. And I mean, it goes to show you go with the game plan, you execute the game plan. They went there. They knew, everybody knows, when you go to Newcastle, that first 25, 30 minutes, they're going to be pounding you. They're going to be all over you. The crowd's into it. Energy's high. But if you can take the life out of the crowd, absorb that pressure, make the saves you need to save and take the chances that you get, you go up 1-0, and now all of a sudden the crowd's out of it a little bit. Players are frustrated. They were dominating. Now they're losing. And the whole game shifts. And this
it
is
messed
a great,
with them.
Yeah, it really does. And this is a great win for Brighton. Leicester went to Southampton, and I put in my notes, poor Southampton. Leicester win 3-2. Leicester plus 210 cashes, over 2.5, which was minus 124, also cashes. Southampton were up 2-0, and I said it. This is the week they're going to win. You told me absolutely not, absolutely not. Listen, after 28 minutes, after Archer scores in the 8th and Aribo adds a second 28 minutes in, I'm feeling good about my pick. And then all of a sudden after halftime, Leicester took over. And it wasn't even after halftime. It was 20 minutes after halftime. Buonanotte, that definitely is not correct, scored in the 64th. Vardy had a PK in the 74th. And then IU wins it 8 minutes into stoppage time. Southampton still without a win on 1 point. Leicester up to 14th on 9.
They're terrible.
So
they're
bad.
Terrible. They're terrible. It's not even the two-goal lead. It's like if you watch that team play, you totally watch them completely switch off during the game. They're just like, boom, and then everything just goes. Defense, no offense, nobody's keeping the ball, and then teams just run them over. Crazy.
It's just sad, man. It's just they're so pathetic. They're going down, no doubt. Book it now. I'll give you my apartment, my dog, my cats, the car, all my possessions. You know, I'll remove myself from my family. I'll live alone on the streets if Southampton do not get relegated. With that being said, we will be right back. We're going to go through the Sunday-Monday slate. We still got so much Champions League to talk about. El Clasico on the horizon this weekend. Stay right where you are, man. You're not going to want to miss this. I'm Tyler Levine with Nico Beef Sauce. This is First Touch here on iHeartRadio. Sports Byline USA. We'll be right back.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. today. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
First Cut rolls on. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. Let's talk this Sunday-Monday slate, Nico, because we had some crazy games. And look, people did not expect this Manchester City-Wolves game to be exciting. Everybody was looking forward to Chelsea going to Anfield and taking on Liverpool. But let's start with this City game. Manchester City win 2-1. They do cash their money line minus 316, under 3.5, minus 140. Remember, De Bruyne was out, injured still. Rodri's obviously done for the season. Regardless, I don't think anybody expected Wolves to open things up 7 minutes in through Larsson. City equalized through Guardiola 33 minutes in. It took City until the 95th minute to get their winner through John Stones. It was initially called offsides. Bernardo Silva was standing near slash in front of the goalkeeper. A lot of times we've seen these things get called offsides for interference, for blocking the view, the whole nine yards. It goes to VAR. They say it's a good goal. I'm completely on board. I do not think that it was offsides at all. I don't disagree with the call. Keep in mind, this is coming from a goalkeeper, so anywhere I can find an excuse to give a goalkeeper an excuse, I will give that. And for me, this was a good goal. I thought it was very clear. I don't think they made any mistakes here. City are now in second on 20 points. They're only 1 point off Liverpool. They still have yet to lose. And Wolves are dead last, still winless. They have one draw, 1 point. I mean, this hurts for them and their fans because the start of the season for them, they are at a minus 13 goal differential. It has been a terrible start. They really needed this point ultimately if they wanted to have any chance of staying up. I don't think this necessarily means that they're definitely going down. However, I mean, we just talked about Southampton. I said I'd literally be homeless, give away my family, my apartment, my car, the pets and everything. And that, you know, Southampton's on 1 point. Wolves is right there with them. So I guess I, you know, kind of have to be in that same boat. Wolves are going down, huh?
Very similar game to when Liverpool went there. Wolves have the tendency to come forward early. They're playing at home, so they got to take some risk. Remember our discussion, we said, you said that Pep would not allow another City goal going in because they've been conceding a lot and they've had no clean sheets. Yet again, minus 155 for Wolves to score a goal and they get it 7 minutes in. I mean, their defense is fragile and it can be exposed at any time when they play with teams that have attacking talent, I would say. And they close it in at the end. I don't know. I'm not convinced by City this year. I see Arsenal.
Me neither.
Even I see Liverpool being much more decisive in these games than them. I feel like they've gone lucky both with the Arsenal game and this one.
Liverpool are really the only team thus far, and we're about to get into their game with Chelsea, that have actually stood out and seemed dominant, seemed like a team that can win the league. Arsenal, granted, and I will give this to them, if they were fully healthy, I think it would be a different conversation.
And they've had some games with red cards that came out of nowhere.
They've had some really unfortunate red cards. Odegaard's been out injured. Saka didn't play last week. We saw Calafiore go down injured in the Champions League this week.
Saliba is now on a red card, so he's going to miss a couple games. I don't believe that was overturned, similar to what we saw with Bruno Fernandes with his red card where he didn't see a suspension. I don't see that happening. I don't think it was a clear enough error by the referee. I think it was a red card to begin with. I think a lot of people do accept Arsenal fans also. But, you know, I'm on board with you. I just don't – this is not the same City team. Now, granted, Pep has made it pretty clear the league does not matter as much as the Champions League.
He's lying.
I'm not buying into
it. He's lying.
He is lying. He wants to win the league. It's a fierce competitor. He's the second best manager of all time behind Sir Alex Ferguson, of course. So I'm not buying that. I want to get into this Liverpool game, though. Because this was a good one. Chelsea 1, Liverpool 2, Liverpool minus 167 cashes, under 3.5, minus 116 cashes. Liverpool had a penalty called for them. Sanchez came out to make a save on Curtis Jones. Absolutely took him out. I loved
Clumsy.
It.
He got
all ball. It was called a penalty. They overturned it with VAR. Just a couple minutes later, Salah scores a penalty that was rightfully called in the 29th minute. Clumsy, clumsy play by Colwell. Jackson, great finish 40 minutes in. He gets played through. He scores. The flag goes up. They call it offsides. Konate, though, had a leg dangling. So they ended up giving it as a good goal. And just a couple minutes later, I'm talking 3 minutes later, Curtis Jones puts one in off of just a beautiful Mo Salah pass. Just this guy, man, Mo Salah, he does not stop. He continues to deliver. He is a star, not only for Liverpool, but also for my FIFA Ultimate team. The guy's a beast, dude. And it's not just about scoring the goals. Yeah, he had the penalty. There's probably, you know, eight other guys that could have converted that as well. But listen, when push comes to shove, this guy shows up for big games time and time and time again, season after season.
Mo Salah is an incredible player, and he's been consistently amazing for Liverpool. But I would like to say here, Curtis Jones earns the PK here, and then he scores a goal. I mean, what a performance from a guy that is definitely not the biggest star in that team.
No, he's a role player.
Yeah, he's a Liverpool player, but he's not one of their, like, front starters. And he shows up in a big game for Liverpool where there's a Champions League game coming up. It's away. There's going to be some guys coming in to rest or whatever. I think he had a big game.
Yeah, he did. And I was saying he's a role player, meaning like this, you know, he's someone that every now and then gets a start. He's not the first name that you look at on the team sheet and say, oh, we got to be worried about this. He's not a Cole Palmer. He's not a Foden. He's not a Mo Salah.
He's a Ross Barkley. That's what he is.
That is a fantastic comparison. He is a Ross Barkley. But man, he showed up. He was all over the place. This guy was active,
crazy,
taking into tackles, drawing penalties, scoring goals. He was all over the place. I would be shocked if we don't see him in the team of the week.
You know what I would like to say, though, is exactly what you said earlier about Arsenal. They're kind of in a slump, right? And we both said it. They've had some weird games. They've had some injuries. They've had some red cards go against their way. And listen, I would like to see Liverpool, when they go through that phase, because every team has it inside their season, right? As well as they're doing, they're going to have a part of the season where they are struggling. The results are not going their way. They're going to have some injuries. They might have some suspensions going on. And teams have to face that adversity, no matter if you're Real Madrid, Manchester United, Chelsea, Liverpool, Barcelona, you're going to have those parts of the year where things are not going your way. You still have to win games. And I feel like Liverpool right now, they might not be playing amazing football, but they get results done.
Absolutely. I completely agree. They're having a great season. They have their toughest test this Sunday. We're going to get to that shortly. The Monday game, Palace 0, Forest 1, nothing in this one for me. Forest plus 135 cashes, under 2.5, minus 135 cashes. Chris Wood scores 65 minutes in. He had two today, scores in three straight games. But let's get to the fun stuff. Champions League this week, man. Unbelievable. We'll go quick through this Villa game. They won 2-0 versus Bologna, minus 185 money line cashes, under 2.5 plus 100 cashes. The more important part, why I even mentioned this, they are now 3-0 in UCL play, plus six goal differential, sitting in first. We spoke about that earlier. Unbelievable start to them in their European campaign. Now it's time for the game of the week. Doesn't matter what league, across the world, around the globe, just like American Forces Radio Network, this game was the best game across the world, no matter what level. It could be U11 up to the Champions League. Nothing would have topped this. Real Madrid 5, Dortmund 2. Real Madrid minus 213. Cashes. Over 3.5 plus 100. Cashes. Dortmund were up 2-0 in this game early on. And then halftime happened, and I don't know what Ancelotti said in that locker room to Vinicius Jr., but he turned it on. Rudiger scored the first one to make it 2-1. Vinicius scores. Vasquez scores. Vinicius scores two more. Unbelievable performance from Vinicius Jr. This guy just cemented himself as the Ballon d'Or winner. No doubt in my mind. Dortmund are now 11th on the table in 6 points. They were formerly last week up top. Madrid sit right behind them, also on 6 points in 12th. Man, this Real Madrid team, if they can find a way to channel that second half every single week, it's over. They'll win it all. They'll win the league. They'll win the Champions League. But that's a challenge. How about this performance for Vinicius Jr. and the Real Madrid team as a whole?
Insane. And listen, I will say I watched the entire game from the first second all the way to the last whistle. It's the team mentality that changed in the second half. In the first half, Dortmund was complacent, sitting out back, countering. And then every time the Real Madrid players would take the ball, they were sort of just trying to make magic happen and pass through three or four guys. And it was just not making any sense. And then in the second half, they came out strong. They put the ball down. They tried to make some combos. They made runs for each other. And Mbappe had a great assist to Rudiger in the first goal. Vinny scores 2-2. And then, listen, when your legs go and you get tired, you cannot let Vinny go one-on-one with your defender, yeah, man. You can't. It's
unbelievable. It's just such a good performance. I think it was his second goal. He took the ball from about 10 yards outside his own 18, ran down the whole left wing, cut in, buried it, bottom corner. All right, coming up next, we're going to wrap up Champions League last week. We're going to talk this Barcelona-Bayern Munich game, give some other notable things to discuss. And then we're going to get into previewing week 9 of the English Premier League. Man, there are some absolute smokers coming up this week. We'll give out our locks of the week. We'll talk El Clasico. Yeah, there's still so much going, man. I feel like we need 4 hours to talk about all this. But we're going to wrap it all up in the next 15 minutes. Stay right where you are. We're coming right back after this break. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce. First Touch Goes on iHeartRadio.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
That's 800-293-0328.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Welcome back to First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, and with me, my co-host, Nico Beefsauce. Nico, we discussed last week how Bayern Munich have haunted Barcelona in the Champions League for probably the last 10 years or so. That was not the case here, huh? Barca went 4-1. Barcelona money line, plus 129 cashes, over 3.5, goes way over. Rafinha scored 1 minute in. And after Kane equalized, I mean, Kane scored in the 10th minute. It was ruled out for offsides. It was the Barcelona show, man. Kane got his goal eventually. Lewandowski scored in the 36th. In the 45th, Rafinha scores. He completes his hat trick 56 minutes in. I know Lamine Yamal only had one assist, but Bayern Munich were putting some pressure on early in this game, and you could tell it made Barcelona uncomfortable. Him and Pedri started dropping back and picking up the ball close to their box. And man, this kid, Lamine Yamal, put on an absolute show, highlight reel. This game is what most players' careers' highlight reel looks like. And for those who don't know, he is 17 years old. 17. He was playing at the Euros all summer, balling out as a 16-year-old, turned 17 at the Euros, won the Euros. And now he's here in the Champions League, dazzling. I mean, he is making these professionals look like U12 players. And it is unbelievable to watch. I cannot believe that Barcelona this close to after what Lionel Messi had did. It looks like they found, I'm not going to say the next Messi, but they found their next star, and he came right from their academy. Barca sit 10th in the table on 6 points. Bayern sit 23rd on only 3 points. This Barca team are dangerous.
Listen, at the end of the day, when you play football, you're going to win games. And Barcelona is doing just that. They're playing the ball forward. They're controlling and protecting the ball with crazy possession, but not meaningless possession, because every single time they sense that you're on the back foot, they're going to press you. Yep. You got Lamine Yamal. They got Pedri just gliding all over the field. At some point, Bayern Munich has lost any type of control that they had in the game at the early on with putting on chances and pressure. Granted, I hate that Kane's goal got disallowed because his kneecap was offsides. I'm not a huge fan of that rule. But hey, they equalized. But after that, Barcelona legitimately took over. And I would say Yamal has the potential of becoming a superstar at the Messi level as long as he stays healthy and as long as he keeps scoring goals, man.
Yeah, I completely agree. This kid is an absolute stud. I'm almost certain he'll win a Ballon d'Or at some point in his career. I'd bet a lot of money on that. Don't know what the odds are, but I'm interested. Some other notable Champions League stuff. I want to make sure that we can get through the Week 9 preview. Liverpool beat Leipzig 1-0. They sit second in the table. City beat Sparta Prague 5-0. They sit third. I'm making a note on that. Everyone's going crazy about this Erling Haaland backheel goal. Listen, the goalkeeper, dog water. It was trash. I'm saving that. Arsenal beat Shakhtar 1-0. They sit ninth in the table. Also notable, AC Milan in search of their they beat Club Brugge while they were in search of their first point, which is good for them. Pulisic scored off of a corner kick. Also, I believe, what is it called, the Olympiaco, something like that?
Yes. Olympico.
Yeah, Olympico. All right, let's get into this Week 9 preview because there are just so many games that we need to get through, and you know, the best we're saving for last. City at home versus Southampton. This might be the worst game of the weekend. This might be a 500-0 game. Actually, 500-1. City will probably concede. Man City are -900. The draw is +925. Southampton +1900. Yes, you heard that correct. +1900. Over 3.5, -140. Under 3.5, +105. I'm going to save everyone the time. We're both taking City. I'm assuming you're taking the over. I think they're smashing them.
Yeah, I think so too. But the real question here that we should ask is Southampton scoring?
No. This is the week they get their clean sheet. No, Southampton is not scoring. Southampton is not scoring. This one we were talking about on the break. Brighton are at home versus Wolves. Brighton are only -150. The draw is +320. Wolves +370. Over 2.5 is -175. Under 2.5, +139. We were both saying there's no way that people aren't out injured. Come to find out, Danny Welbeck is out injured. And Joao Pedro is also out injured. I don't care. I'm taking Brighton.
Yeah, I mean, I think they can win this game even without those guys. When they play at home, just like any other EPL team, they have a different dynamic. I like the money line.
I like the over here, too, I think. I know 175 is steep. I might look at, you know, over 3.5. I think there probably be some better EV there and probably would launch that. All right, Brentford home versus Ipswich. Brentford -160, draw +330. Ipswich +397. Over 2.5 is -166. Under 2.5, +130.
To be fair, this is a good money line for Brentford.
I like this money line for Brentford as well. I really do, especially after you know, what we saw last week with them and United. I actually think we skipped over that game. Manchester United did beat Brentford 2-1 after going down 1-0 at half, which was just great to see. I was very stressed out, especially after how the first goal came up with De Ligt being out on the side. The guy couldn't stop bleeding out of his head, and they had to take him out, and they scored. Pinnock scored on a corner. Garnacho scores. Hoyland scored an absolutely beautiful goal off of a Bruno Fernandes flick. Manchester United did beat Brentford on the weekend 2-1. All right, coming back to this game, though, I'm all over Brentford here. I'm done riding with Ipswich. I can't do it anymore. I'm over it. Brentford -160. Book it.
I love it.
Over 2.5. Book it. They score goals. They don't play defense. Ipswich can score. Liam Delap, I like him to score as well.
Yes, yes, yes. This is great. This is a great win for them.
Villa home versus Bournemouth. Villa are -119. The draw is +292. Bournemouth +300. Over 2.5, -175. Under 2.5, +135. Bournemouth coming off of an absolutely massive win at home versus Arsenal. Fun fact, their stadium only seats 11,000 people, Bournemouth. I know they're at Villa Park, but Nico put that in the chat on the break, and I thought it was very interesting.
Crazy. That's crazy,
man. There's high school stadiums in Texas that fit more than that.
That's what I'm saying.
However, Villa -119 is scary because I love it so much, but that usually means that it's a trap. I feel like this might go draw. I think draw +292 and over +2.5 is what I'm riding with here.
The over is a good bet in this game also. I mean, it's not the greatest odds. It's -180, but it's actually -160 now. But at the same time, you know, you have two teams that definitely want to attack and play forward. So you can have a 1-1 halftime here.
I like that. I like the first half over there. Not sure what that is, but do some digging and take that. There's going to be goals in this game, no doubt about it. Everton are at home versus Fulham. Fulham are +160. The draw is +230. Everton +175. Over 2.5, -116. Under 2.5, -109. Love the over. Love the draw. I'm looking at 2-2 here. I don't know. Everton they've had a little momentum. They're harder to play at home. Fulham are, you know, they're a gritty team. They can score, but they also lack the ability to score when it's Traore who's shooting. So I do think that it will be like a 2-2 game. I'm liking the over and the draw here.
The over is at the over 2.5 is a -120. If you're looking at a 2-2 and you want to bet the over 3.5, that could launch it. That would be great odds. And I love both. I feel like there's going to be goals in this game.
Going on to the Sunday slate, this is really where things get interesting for me. West Ham home versus Manchester United. United are favorites, +135. The draw is +270. West Ham +187. Over 3.5, -101. Under 3.5, -123. I usually don't do this because I'm terrified. I think I'm going to take United to win here just because of how bad West Ham have been. However, I wouldn't be shocked at all if we dropped points.
Yeah, I mean, West Ham has been absolutely horrific. And, you know, I'm about to check it out right now. And I'm pretty sure that United is going to play West Ham. And West Ham is going to be missing one of their best players, which is Kudus. He got a red card against Tottenham. If Manchester United cannot go there and win, I don't know, man. They're playing one of the teams that's absolutely ice cold. They beat Ipswich and they have struggled with everybody else. They've lost all their home games except the one that they played against Ipswich. And they're missing one of their best players, Mohamed Kudus, which is an attacking wing for them, scores goals, makes assists, creates problems. United, you must win this game.
After all of that, I'm switching and I'm emotionally hedging and taking the draw +270. We're going to disappoint. Ten Hag out. Palace home versus Tottenham. Tottenham minus 120. The draw is plus 300. Crystal Palace plus 295. Over 3.5 is minus 146. Under 3 is plus 117. I am taking Tottenham here. Palace, they're bad. They're bad.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Tottenham all the way.
No bueno. If Tottenham don't win this game, my bet cashes. Congrats to me. Chelsea are home versus Newcastle. Chelsea are minus 137. The draw is plus 325. Newcastle is plus 322. Over 3.5, plus 104. Under 3.5, minus 129. I am loving Chelsea in this spot. They've been playing great. They are at home. Newcastle struggle on the road. Listen, Chelsea lost to Liverpool, but they were in that game, and they were playing at Anfield. Chelsea are a very different team at home. I love Cole Palmer to score. I love, maybe a Madueke to score. I like the over here. I think this is going to be like a 3-1 game. What do you think?
Hey, listen, you know what's crazy is that Chelsea just went away and smacked Panathinaikos. They beat them 4-1 in a league that obviously they come out with a lot of subs. But they've struggled at home with Nottingham Forest. And I feel like they only show up in big games. Like Chelsea struggled with Nottingham Forest and Crystal Palace, but then they play an amazing game at home with Brighton. So I think that Chelsea wins this game. I think this is a very good spot. They only show up in these big ones. That's what I think.
This is a really good game too. Don't get it twisted. Like I know we're about to talk about Arsenal versus Liverpool, which is by far the game of the weekend. It will rival El Clasico in terms of how big it is. However, like this is going to be a smoker. I really do think this is going to be back and forth, lots of goals. Although I just think it's going to be Chelsea who's scoring a lot. And now let's get into it.
Arsenal are playing at home at the Emirates versus a Liverpool team that again is sitting at the top of the table. Arsenal are plus 150. They are favorites despite all the injuries. The draw is plus 230. Liverpool is plus 191. Over 2.5, minus 113. Under 2.5, minus 111. I feel like I have seen this game script before from Arteta, especially with injuries. I see Arsenal not playing as forward as we tend to see them play. If Saka plays, I think that will change things a little bit. But with Saliba out, Odegaard still out injured. We'll see with Saka. I don't know. I think Arsenal might kind of sit back here because this Liverpool team are just so dangerous. But with that being said, the fact that Arsenal are favorites here pretty significantly in this game with all these injuries, I think that Arsenal can get it done, maybe a 1-0 win. I don't like the over here at all. I don't think there's going to be a lot of goals. I think this one's going to be a battle for sure. I think it's going to be a great game. But I'm seeing like a 1-0 win, maybe a 1-1 draw. What do you got?
Christmas came early. Liverpool plus 195 money line. And you can forget about everything else. Arsenal is struggling. Arsenal has injuries and suspensions to deal with. Liverpool is coming there with a lot of wins on their back and a lot of great momentum. They just had an amazing game away at Germany.
And they're healthy.
Leipzig 1-0. I think they win.
I like it too, man. I really do. Arsenal are... And listen,
Tyler is a United fan.
I am. And listen, dude, if Arsenal lose this game, they will be, 17-24? They'll be 7 points behind Liverpool sitting in third. That's going to be a tough hole to crawl out of. I know it's early in the season. If Liverpool stay healthy, keep playing this way, Arsenal really need to get healthy, and they need to stop getting red cards. Like, they have to stop that because they're killing themselves. Saliba is out now for 3 games in a row.
Saliba is out for this game.
Yeah, he's out for Liverpool. What else have they got? He's out for Newcastle next week. He's out for Chelsea the week after that. I mean, not good. Not good for Arsenal. Things are not looking better at
Liverpool,
all.
Liverpool's about to win there, and they're going to make a statement. Mark my words.
I like that a lot. Guys, stay right where you are. We are going to get into El Clasico coming up after this break. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce. This is First Touch, heard on iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Do not move. El Clasico weekend is here, baby. Let's rock.
Nico.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Purity Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
First Touch.
I'm your host, Todd Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce.
El Clasico weekend, baby.
Nico, before we get into it, let's give our locks of the week for the Premier League Week 9 slate. Last week, I went 2-1. I'm going Chelsea money line -137, Tottenham money line -120, Liverpool +195, and the Villa Bournemouth draw at +292 is my sleeper of the week. What do you got for the listeners out there?
I'll take your first three picks, and I'll take them also for myself, and then I'll take the over 2.5 at the Villa, the Everton, the Brentford, and the Leipzig versus Freiburg game happening in Bundesliga, broadcasted by ESPN Plus, I believe, if you guys want to watch.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, it's here, baby, El Clasico, and it comes at a time where these teams are playing the best football in their respective league. Barcelona sit top of the table in first, 27 points. Real Madrid in second on 24 points. They both won by 3 in their Champions League matchups on the weekend. Both teams had a Brazilian score a hat trick who plays in the left wing on the weekend. I mean, can you ask for a better game? Real Madrid are at home versus Barcelona. Real Madrid +100 money line. The draw is +300. Barca +230. Over 3.5 is -103. Under 3.5 is -119. We have Kylian Mbappe's first El Clasico ever. No Rodrigo for Madrid. Potentially a new formation for Madrid, going back to two at the top, where we would see, you know, Vinny Jr. on the left, Tchouaméni and at center mid. Valverde will play on the right, especially if Rodrigo's out. Who do you got in this game? I'm rocking with Barcelona to get the win +230. I love the value.
I love Barcelona here. I feel like they're going to win. And I feel like Real Madrid, although they won the Champions League game, they're not playing well enough to beat Barcelona yet.
I agree. All right, that's all the time we have. Come back next week, 5 o'clock Eastern. We're covering everything that we just went through. Week 9 recap, Week 10 look ahead. We'll go through El Clasico. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. I will be staying for the next hour on Sports Overnight America with Marty Terrell. So sit tight, grab a water, kick your feet up. If you're in the car, enjoy the drive, and we'll be right back for the next hour with Sports Overnight America.